Seattle Mariners majority owner Hiroshi Yamauchi has died in Japan at the age of 85. The former Nintendo president never saw a Mariners game in person, but some people credit him with saving baseball when he bought Mariners team back in 1992. So what is his legacy and what does his death mean for the Mariners going forward? Jeff Baker covers the Mariners for the Seattle Times. I caught up with him in Detroit just before a game against the Detroit Tigers. I asked Baker how Yamauchi came to buy the Seattle Mariners in the first place.
Well, he'd done a lot of business, you know, through Nintendo. He was like the patriarch founder of Nintendo Corp. And he had done a lot of business locally in Seattle. They have a subsidiary in Redmond. Nintendo of America, and he was very grateful to the people of Seattle for everything they've done over the years, and he was approached by some local politicians and businessmen, you know, with the intention of purchasing the team. The team was on the verge of being moved to St. Petersburg, Florida, because they couldn't find any local group to buy them, and so they got a group of local people together, and then they needed somebody with big money to come in and help them buy the team, and apparently Yamauchi was going to buy the entire 100% of the team, but Major League Baseball stepped in. They didn't want a complete 100% foreign owner at the time, Japanese owner, and so what they did was they sold him a 50% stake, controlling stake, and then they got a minority ownership group together from other people. And, I mean, Howard Lincoln, of the Mariners' current CEO, was very instrumental in everything that happened because, I mean, he was a chief counsel for Nintendo and worked extensively overseas for Nintendo and got to know Mr. Yamauchi over the years, and he helped, you know, broker. He was instrumental in brokering the deal that eventually got Yamauchi as the majority owner. Now Mr. Lincoln currently serves as the CEO of the team, and basically has operated the team in Mr. Yamauchi's absence.
Well, you say his absence because Mr. Yamauchi never saw the Mariners play here in Seattle. Why?
I mean, he did this as a favor. He was a guy who was worth, back in 2008, was worth almost $8 billion, one of the richest men in the world. That fortune's gone down considerably, about 75% since that time. But, you know, still worth about $2 billion. So, I mean, this was a favor that he did. He put up the money for the team and supposedly had to run all their decisions through him. But... yeah, you know, the team was effectively operated from the Seattle area by first John Ellis, who was their first chairman, and then Mr. Lincoln afterwards, who took over the chairmanship.
Well, you mentioned Mr. Lincoln, and a lot of fans blame Howard Lincoln and Mariners president Chuck Armstrong for the problems that the team's been experiencing for years. What impact will Mr. Yamauchi's death have on the Mariners going forward?
Well, that's a great question because I'll tell you what, 9 years ago, he transferred his 55% stake over to Nintendo of America based in Redmond. But Mr. Yamauchi retained titular, they call it, control of the team. And supposedly they still have to run any major decisions through him. But the representative of Nintendo of America on the Mariners board right now is Howard Lincoln. And so Howard Lincoln's effectively been the owner, the day-to-day owner of the team. And that's why he takes a lot of the criticism for the team because there's nobody else that's really visible on that front. So a lot of this is going to depend on what was actually in the last will and testament of Mr. Yamauchi, what his instructions were to be done upon his death. I have no idea. I'm not privy to that information, but that's the state of things right now. And, you know, if the Mariners are to be sold, there's provisions, there's bylaws, internal bylaws that the team has that requires that sale to be to a current minority owner of the team first. They have rights of first refusal. And then after that, it would have to be to a local owner somewhere in the Seattle area, greater Seattle area. And it's only after that that you could throw it open to a wider sale. So it's not like the Mariners are going to move anytime soon. I'm told that there's interest among the minority ownership group in purchasing a controlling stake in the baseball team. There's a billionaire owner named John Stanton who's a minority owner. There's another guy named Jeff Rakes, who's the chairman of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He actually just stepped down from that 8 days ago. There are people out there with the money and with the interest in baseball. Chris Larson, another, he owns 30% of the team. He's an avid baseball historian and baseball fan. He doesn't have the liquidity of those other gentlemen I just mentioned. But between those guys, there's enough people with enough interest in this team that you know, the minority owners could definitely purchase a controlling stake if that stake was made available to them. So we'll just have to see what was in the last will and testament and see what the instructions were to be done upon Mr. Yamauchi's death.
Seattle Times sports writer Jeff Baker, thanks for taking time to talk to us.